Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Discussions with Delia Farquharson. Delia is a licensed social worker and experienced life coach, dedicated to helping you achieve your goals and become your better self. She specializes in helping others identify the connections between your thoughts, feelings, and actions. Welcome, Delia.
Good evening, radio listeners. And thank you for joining us for another episode of Discussions with Delia. Happy Thanksgiving to those who celebrate. Happy Hanukkah to those who celebrate that holiday. And thank you once again for joining us. Our guest call-in number is 619-639-4621. And please note, you can call in and join in the conversation. So before we start our discussion this evening, I want to welcome again my special guest co-host, my awesome husband, Raymond. Hi, Raymond.
Hello.
So, Raymond, it's the eve of Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's, you know, apropos to have a discussion about the holiday. What, you know, how do you feel about the holiday? What does it stir up? What kind of feelings does it stir up inside? For many people, the holidays are not happy times. It's, you know, it's time of sadness or reflection or loneliness or missing or want. You know, it's a time of when people want stuff and don't have. So what do you think about the holiday Thanksgiving?
Specifically Thanksgiving. For me personally, not growing up celebrating Thanksgiving as a child, I think Thanksgiving has somewhat replaced the meaning of Christmas. You know, where Thanksgiving seemed more for family, where people get together, watch football and, you know, watch sports, but at the same time look forward to it, and they talk about, you know, going to grandma's house and traffic for Thanksgiving and so on and so forth. You know, and then the day after Thanksgiving, it's all about commercial shopping. So I look forward to Thanksgiving because of the get-together with family. But I feel somewhat cheated out of my experience as a youngster, as what Christmas means.
Oh, you see, because you feel like Thanksgiving replaced Christmas in your experience?
Yes.
Mm. So, I mean, Thanksgiving, you know, is not without controversy. So the holiday of Thanksgiving for many people in our society, in our country, is filled with controversy because it all goes back to this colonial history. The first Thanksgiving celebration occurred between Christopher Columbus and not Christopher Columbus, but the pilgrims, the colonists, and the Indians. So, you know, it goes back to that, and then I was thinking about Christopher Columbus with Jamaica, but it goes back to, you know, the colonists and the Indians having this celebration. But for many people, particularly people who share the heritage of being Native American Indians, you know, it's controversial in many respects because they feel so denied and cheated and you know, because of that experience. So Thanksgiving in itself comes with controversy for many people. Mm. And so for that reason, it's not celebrated or honored. And it was not until in 1863 that Abraham Lincoln proclaimed, you know, Thanksgiving Day a national holiday.
Correct.
So,
it's called Thanksgiving, but I mean, do you get the sense that when we get together as family, or on Thanksgiving Day, on Thursday, the last Thursday of every November, You get the sense that people get together to give thanks, or do we get together just because?
You know what? I think that that's...
It's like a big Sunday.
Right, no, but I think it goes back to whatever your traditions are in your family.
Yeah, but
right? And what are the values that you're extolling, and what are the values that you're promoting within your own family? I mean, for many people, it's about the eating, it's about the football,
mm-hmm.
and it's about the shopping.
Right.
But for other families and for other people, it's about being able to give thanks, being able to take that time out to celebrate the fact that you have you have so much to be grateful for.
All right. What percentage do you think that would be?
Of people who are saying, I think most people do a combination.
No,
like they're not, you know, people don't put themselves in any extremes.
I don't think so. I think most people get together for what you first mentioned, not to give thanks. Not to say that, you know what, it's been a rough year. However, thanks. And again, thanks could be to whomever you're thanking, you know, and that's an individual choice that you make. But to focus on honing and, you know, reflect on the year and give thanks for all that you have rather than wishing and hoping for all that you don't have and how you're going to buy it tomorrow. I think less and less people get together to give thanks and pass this tradition on to their children and the next generation to give thanks, you know, and to honor the true meaning, if that's what you're, you know, those are what you are observing as the reason to celebrate and to give thanks. I think most people, it get lost. It's about the food, it's about shopping tomorrow, it's about, yes, family getting together, which is good, but not so much in the name of truly, really, honorably giving thanks.
I don't know that I'm as cynical about the holiday as you are. You know, I really like Thanksgiving. It's perhaps my favorite holiday. And
mine too. I mean, 3 football games on a day. Yeah, I'll take
it. So you're doing it for the football.
There you go.
But, you know, I feel like, you know, for most people, that it's a combination.
Mm.
It's a combination of, yes, well, I can get some great deals, I'm off, I can eat a lot of food, and, you know, I have an excuse to kind of indulge.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, you can choose to engage in the commercial activity, the shopping, as much as you want to.
Mm.
Nobody's expecting any gifts on Thanksgiving, so it's not like that's the reason why you have to do it.
Right.
So more than likely, if you're going shopping, it's because you're buying stuff for yourself, or you're doing an early Christmas shopping or whatever, but it's a choice that you make.
I understand that.
So then again, it's about how are we thinking about this holiday?
Mm.
What are we placing priority on?
Mm.
How do we feel about that?
Mm.
And what do we do as a result? You know, because this is a show about thoughts, feelings, and actions.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we thinking that, you know, Thanksgiving represents? You know, what's the relevance, importance, significance of this holiday?
The relevance and significance of Thanksgiving on its own mean to me people get together, watch football, and have a good time and eat a lot of food. It has real, for me personally, it's about gathering together family members and friends and watching football.
Mm.
You know, so to say on that particular day, I personally reflect and give thanks. I give thanks every day.
Okay.
Every time I eat a meal, every time we gather as a family, we give thanks. But to say that on Thanksgiving Day, I take the time out to reflect and give thanks, no. It's about who is coming, who is playing on TV, and for me personally, what games can I watch? And what I'm going to eat and who am I going to see that I haven't seen in a long time and having a good time with those who are in the gathering, not necessarily to give thanks.
Okay, but isn't that giving thanks in a way?
It is, but if it's no different than if we were gathering on a Wednesday, January the 5th. I would have been giving thanks for the gathering. I would have been giving thanks for the meal. I would have been giving thanks for all that we have. So there's no specific reflection on that particular day to say, well, this is the day of Thanksgiving. Well, then I guess then you could take it that every day should be a day of Thanksgiving.
Okay.
But it's not unique for me. It's not specific in that way. I don't see Thanksgiving in that context.
Okay, okay. But many of our many people do. Many of our listeners
probably do. I'm sure.
You know, they see Thanksgiving as a special time. And matter of fact, some people have, you know, this practice of, you know, reflecting, you know, over the couple of days before Thanksgiving on what they're grateful for, you know, on, you know, the things that they're grateful for. What are they thankful for?
Right.
And I think, you know, if nothing else, Thanksgiving Day brings into focus the opportunity to be grateful and thankful.
Agreed.
Right?
I agree.
So if nothing else, so even if you are not focused on being grateful and thankful the rest of the year,
right,
on this particular day,
right,
as it's set aside for just that purpose,
right,
then it gives everyone, all of us, the opportunity to be grateful.
Okay. I understand, and I think you're right in terms of however you interpret it, however you celebrate, whatever its meaning, it gives you that chance, right?
Mm-hmm.
It gives you the opportunity to give thanks,
mm-hmm,
reflect,
mm-hmm,
and act in a way that you are grateful for what you have.
Yeah. I think it provides the opportunity. And I think, you know, when we think about it in the larger context, right,
mm-hmm,
that most times as human beings, we're more focused on what we don't have rather than what we do have.
Right, and that's the part I have an issue with, where, you know, it Thanksgiving Day becomes the day of, you know, it's like once Thanksgiving Day is here,
mm-hmm,
it's the beginning of everything materialistic in the context of shopping and getting. I mean, people joining lines to get the deal, and it becomes about that and not the true celebration. How often have you seen on TV commercials or information that is being run on the news or whatever else about what is it that, what's the true meaning of Thanksgiving? You know,
that's again because it varies, right? So it's one of those holidays.
Know.
It's one of those holidays, sweetie, where
you
can kind of customize it. It's individualized.
I don't think they give you the opportunity.
They do though.
No.
You know, and who's they? Because it's kind of like you can take it however you want.
I wish somebody would call in and give us their side of this, because I am saying Thanksgiving. If I landed from the planet somewhere else, and on Thanksgiving Day, and visited 10 houses,
mm-hmm,
who are partaking in Thanksgiving, I'm not sure I would come away thinking that these people are truly giving thanks for what they have in their lives.
What would they be? What would they?
They would be partying and having a good time, not necessarily reflecting on the goodness of their own lives.
But you know, why can't you do both?
But I think
just,
you can. I
let's
think,
just remind our listeners what the call-in number is, 619-639-4621. But why can't you do both? Why can't you be partying and giving thanks?
I think you can, but I think you have to give it effort. I think the part that you have to genuinely, genuinely give thanks, appreciate what you have.
How do you do that?
But only you in your own heart can know that. Only you can say words. You know, listen, you sit at the dinner table, and a gathering of 20 or 30 of your best friends and families and wives and cousins and everybody is at this gathering. And the best of everything is on the table and everything is nicely laid out. And everybody's so happy to see each other and there are drinks around and all of that. And you stand there and you said thank you to whomever you pray to or whatever words you use in celebration or saying a prayer. And let's eat. That's it.
But Raymond, you know what? But other people have different traditions. For example, they go and they volunteer on Thanksgiving.
I wish I did.
You know, they go and they do, you know, they share with others. They invite people in. You know, they open their homes. So people have different traditions around the Thanksgiving celebration that is indeed, an acknowledgement of all the blessings that you have. One, because you're sharing it,
mm-hmm,
and two, because you're, you know, providing service to others.
I agree. And I think, personally, I wish I did more of that. I wish on Thanksgiving that I did more of that in terms of giving back, you know, and helping the needy, or, you know, in some way, shape, or form, you know, giving back. I agree with you that there are folks out there who genuinely, truly endorse and celebrate the true meaning of Thanksgiving, giving thanks for what you have and recognizing that there are others who are less fortunate than yourself, and you're giving back in terms of helping them. I absolutely agree with you.
Mm.
But, my point is, more often than not, folks get together to celebrate. And unless you draw a line in the sand, unless you make a conscious effort to say, let's give thanks for what we really, truly have, you might say to yourself, I don't have much. I don't have much. And everything is relative, you know. But for what I have, I truly give thanks. And maybe what I have, I will share some of that, you know. And as you said, folks who take the time and take the opportunity to give back to others, to help, to work in food pantries, to help bring a meal to a neighbor. You know, and you know what? That's also a good thing. And I've seen you do it, and I've seen others do this. You know, share more than just who came, but those who can't come. You know, the old lady next door or someone you know would really, truly appreciate that meal. Not because, you know, you just want to do it, but because you should. You know, because otherwise that person don't have any family coming over and celebrating with them. So you take the opportunity to go over and share. I think that is awesome. I think that's commendable. And I think that, to me, is Thanksgiving, sharing and giving thanks for what you have.
Hmm.
But I don't think there is enough of that.
Okay. So then I guess the takeaway that you're promoting is the idea that we need, as individuals, as people, to make greater commitment to doing just that. So for you, it could be perhaps, you know, making it to a soup kitchen to volunteer.
Yes.
You know, but doing more for others.
Yes.
Even as we are grateful for everything that we have.
Yes.
Well, I mean, and I think that's a great takeaway, Raymond. I think that, you know, for me, it's, you know, for however you choose to honor the fact that you have blessings in your life, it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I won't, you know, judge or, you know, I won't judge or you know, pass judgment on anything that the individual chooses to do for Thanksgiving. I think it's however you choose to honor the holiday and, you know, honor your belief system, it's good.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So, you know,
it's an individual thing.
It is an individual thing. It is an individual thing. So I think we should be thankful, all of us, for what we have and work every day to become more of a blessing to others in what we do.
Agreed.
Because I think we can all strive to improve how we share our blessings, acknowledge our blessings, and how we deliver or convey to God the elements that we are grateful for what we have. So, you know, I think that, you know, however we do it is good.
I agree. And I think if it's done with the sole purpose of giving thanks, and if you have the opportunity to help someone, and I don't think, as you said, Thanksgiving, I don't know what the word create, but it gives the opportunity, or presents the opportunity, thank you, for you to do that. You know, even if you didn't do it for the rest of the year, it gives you the opportunity, or presents the opportunity to do that. And I guess my wrestling with it sometimes is, it, you know, I saw that as Christmas.
For
me. And but therefore but making that adjustment and realize that how I think it's celebrated or how it's seen here, you know, is that greater value in terms of giving thanks is given. I mean, and I'm sure we'll talk about this more maybe when we get closer to Christmas, and we'll probably talk about that as well. what is the meaning of Christmas? And I don't want to necessarily blur the lines here, but you know, it to me, it's a shift. For me, it was a conscious shift, an appreciable shift, you know, between Thanksgiving and what it really means.
So we have a caller on the line, and good afternoon, good evening. Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. I'm just calling to give thanks to you for sharing your gifts with us. And I want to say this thank you is coming from some people who think very highly of you and love you dearly.
Hi, Sharon. Thank you, my darling. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I am so proud of you, and I am so happy for what you're doing. And I'm just had the opportunity and say thank you to you, and I'm hoping that other people are hearing how thankful I am that you are doing this and that you're a part of our lives.
Oh, my darling,
I love you. Much success with this.
Thank you for calling. And my love to everybody there. I love everybody in that house.
And everyone says happy Thanksgiving to you and the family.
All right, take care. Thanks for calling, Karen.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. Enjoy.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, it's you know, the thing about it is that if at no other time that it brings it into focus, I think having this one day of the year where we're reminded, because one of the practice, you know, of one of the practices, I think, of an evolved life, of a really living your life in gratitude and without fear, is being able to count your blessings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being able to and count your blessings, and it sounds like a cliche, but on a daily basis, count your blessings. And so, you know, I think if we can live in that mindset where we are not thinking about what we don't have or what we lack, but what we do have, and be grateful for that, that it, I know, Raymond, that you shake your head, but I think that...
I have a hard time with that. Sorry. You know, listen to me. Mm-hmm. Listen to me. You're telling me, you're asking the average person to think about Thanksgiving in... Let me phrase this way. You're telling me that the average person will think about what they give thanks for when, as soon as it hits November... all they are bombarded with is what they don't have and what they need to get.
But you know what, Raymond? This is. But
so
this
then,
is,
how do you
but,
focus?
But this is where that you know that thoughts, feelings, and action comes in.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think about it? What is your priority?
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to focus on? It's an individual decision.
I understand.
So they can put all of that on TV.
Mm-hmm.
They can put all of that in the newspapers,
mm-hmm.
and the stores can do everything but. You know, haul you in by anchors.
Okay.
You know, regardless of that, I think that it's about what the individual chooses to focus on.
They sounds good in theory. Sorry, that's not what's happening. I don't feel as if that's what's practical.
Is that what you do?
What?
Is that what you do, Raymond?
I can see. No, what do you mean? Shopping and all
yes.
this?
Yes.
No.
So, okay. How come you're able to resist it?
Because I don't shop. But,
okay, but why do you think that others can...
Wait. I am saying is we are bombarded
mm-hmm.
with what it is that becomes commercial about Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Thanksgiving is presented in a way, let's get together and so on and so forth and buy a lot of food, okay, and go shop and think about what you don't have.
No.
But not in this, yes, nothing, but you're telling us to look at it, and I appreciate the way you look at it, in saying, you know what, at this time of year, it gives us the opportunity
to refocus,
to reflect, reset your life,
mm-hmm.
and think about, you know what, I am so grateful. I know there were times in this past year that things didn't go well all the time, but look at the times when it did, and it could have been worse. You know, and if I have a little extra, maybe I can help someone else. Sounds good. But what I'm saying is, what's being presented to us is not that. It's more about, what don't I have? I need another big TV to tomorrow morning. I need another so-and-so. I need. Look at what
but
I
Raymond,
don't
but
have.
But you know what? But in, regardless of how it's being presented, there's nobody coming to knock at our door and saying, you must buy this big TV or you must buy this whatever the new gadget is.
Yes.
There's nobody forcing us to do that.
But we're
it's
influenced by that.
But it's a choice that we make.
I absolutely understand that. And I'm just saying that the reality of what I see, not what I wish it was, but what I see in terms of how it's presented, and it's been presented, it actually has gotten more, worse and worse over the years, where it's because it's no easier. You know, the media and so on how things are sold and presented, that's what Thanksgiving has become. Let's get together, eat some food, watch football, and go shopping.
Okay, and you know what, sweetie? That's part of it. But, for example, just think about Sharon, who just called.
Yes.
You know, they're gathered as a family.
Yes.
Reflecting and just being together and being happy together,
right?
Right? And being supportive of each other.
Right.
And when you think about that, you know, that is, that's the meaning.
Right.
You know, that's the essence of what this holiday is about.
Right.
I mean, you know, Amory, you know, flew down to, you know, with
right.
her children to be with the rest of her family.
Right.
And it's a celebration. And yes, it's crowned in food and, you know, revelry and, you know, fun
right.
time.
Right.
But
right.
that's part of, you know, enjoying life and giving, being grateful. You know, it's almost like celebrating it by enjoying it. So not necessarily going out to shop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but just being together and gathering
right.
and reflecting and enjoying each other's company.
Right.
You know, I think that's what the holiday is represents. You know,
I agree. But you're not saying anything different than I'm saying. I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. You know,
but
on Thursday,
mm-hmm.
we will have. Oh, geez, tomorrow. Thank you. We will have a few people here.
Mm-hmm.
And you have hosted Thanksgiving for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
And we have had friends and we have had family members here. And we have had a good time. Okay? And I can see that happening in pockets and homes throughout the United States. And that is a wonderful thing. What I'm asking folks to do, while they're doing that, while you're planning this, while you're having this merriment and get together with your family, take a moment just for your own individual self and give thanks for what you have and appreciate the fact that others have less than you.
Okay.
And if you can help, please do so. But unless you take that individual decision to do that, all you're really doing is getting together with the friends and family
why
that you love.
Why does it have to be individual, Raymond?
An individual decision?
No, why does it have to be an individual giving thanks? Because you, I mean, we do
why
it.
Not? It doesn't matter.
Yeah, we do it, you know, we do it as a group.
Okay.
I mean, I think, for example, when I think about Thanksgiving, like tomorrow,
mm.
and even right now, I'm thinking about the people who have been at our table who are no longer at our table or who can no longer be at our table.
Okay.
You know, I think about, you know, my aunt. I think
right.
about so many people who are no longer with us.
Right.
And, you know, who we had great times with at the table.
And that's what we're, that's the meaning of it.
Mm-hmm.
But the, here's what I'm saying. And it, we're probably both saying the same thing. You know, it has to be something that you make an effort. It can't just be, it's Thursday, we get together, we have a good time, see you next year.
Okay. So
and it does happen.
So I think that however you choose to celebrate
football,
however you choose to celebrate Thanksgiving, I want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving, a safe Thanksgiving, and I hope you have enough. So until next time.
Wonderful Thanksgiving and blessings to all.
Yeah. So peace and blessings, and be sure to follow us on Twitter. And happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Discussions with Delia. Check us out on the web at discussionswithdelia.com and like our Facebook page, Discussions with Delia. Please follow me on Twitter at Discussion Delia. Thank you again for listening. Peace and blessings.